My name is Najia Mahmood. I'm a colon and rectal surgeon at University of Pennsylvania, and my co-moderator is Dr. Tracy Hull, colorectal surgery at Cleveland Clinic in Ohio. And today we want to talk about the panel session is about a very important topic in colorectal and general surgery, and that is reducing surgical wound infections, specifically in colon and rectal surgery. If you think about it, colon and rectal surgery has the highest rate of surgical site infections in elective surgery, so no pun intended, we have a lot of skin in the game, right? The cost, both in dollar cents and the cost to the patient in terms of prolongation of hospital length of stay, repeat admissions, home nursing, is astronomical for surgical site infections. I think all of us at all of our hospitals are here today because we need better and new ideas. We need a way to organize all of the information around surgical site infections, because we all have the same pressures upon us, not just from our administrators and our co-surgeons and our department chairs and our division chiefs, but from our patients themselves. So it's an enormously popular topic to talk about, and it's an enormously important topic. The panel that we've assembled here today are each experts in the field of quality and specifically surgical site infection. At each of their home institutions, they hold positions of leadership in quality and science. So they've combined sort of the science and the quality of surgical site infections to change the way practice is done at their home institutions, but also have been able to socialize this information and are national leaders in the field of surgical site infections. So I'm really excited and pleased and honored for them to be here today. It's a really distinguished panel, and I think that we're going to have a really interesting and lively discussion at the end. So I really like to get through the talks so that you, the audience, can ask the questions. I think that's very important.